Please welcome Henry Schaufuss.
In the spring of 1983, my mom and I went over to Germany to visit our relatives over there. And we spent 5 days in Berlin, and we stayed with an aunt and uncle of mine there, Fritz and Lotte, in a part of Berlin called Charlottenburg. And one morning while we were there, we were sitting in the living room, and Fritz was reading the newspaper, and all of a sudden, he jumps up, and he goes, "Wow, tick-a-tocka, tick-a-tocka, hoi, hoi, hoi!" It's a German expression. It's kind of a combination of enthusiasm and excitement. So I asked him, "Fritz, was ist los? What's going on? What's happening?" And he says, two guys just crossed over the border last night. Now, at that time, Berlin was a divided city. There was a wall there. There was also a border with a no man's land in between. But these two guys had made it. So I asked Fritz, "Hey, tell me, man, Erzähl, tell me. Tell us, tell us the story." And then Fritz went, told us the story of how these two guys did it. Okay, first of all, they needed help from somebody in the West. Well, fortunately, they had a number of friends in West Berlin. So they called one of them up, a fellow named Heinrich, and they asked him if, they told him what they had in mind. The two guys' names was Michael and Holger. And they had a plan. They were gonna make their getaway, from East Berlin to the West. And they wanted to know if Heinrich was agreeable to helping them. And he said, "Yeah, sir. I'll help you in any way I can. Just let me know where and when." And so that was a very important, that was a kind of a key step. And the next thing they had to do was they had to scout along the border. They were looking for two buildings, one on each side, that were very close together, one on the west and one on the east, right up against the border, right up against the no man's land, the strip. Well, it didn't take long for them to find the building that they were looking for. And then they singled one out that was between the guard towers and in a dimly lit area. And they had a key made so they could get into the building at night. And then the next thing they had to do was get their equipment together. That didn't take long because most of the stuff was pretty basic. They put it into a couple of little backpacks. Then the next thing was, was to call their friend Heinrich in West Berlin. And so that's what they did. And they called him up and they said, "Heini, jetzt geht's los. Wir sind startfertig," which means tonight's the night, we're ready to go. And Heinrich replied, let's see, what did he say? I can't remember now. Oh, alles klar, ich mach mich auf die Socken. I got it, I'm on my way. So he got in his car, went over to the building that he was supposed to beyond. They got in their little East German Trabi and drove off in a cloud of smoke over to the building that they had picked out. Now you got one guy on the west and two guys on the east, opposite each other. So they go into the building, they climb up the stairs. It's about a four-story building. They get up on the roof. They pull a little bow and arrow out of one of their little backpacks. They've got a line attached to the arrow. They shoot it over to the other side. Heinrich is over there to pick it up. They attach a cable. They pull a section of cable, not too heavy and not too light, out of their little backpack, and attach that to the line that's attached to the arrow. Heinrich pulls it across, secures the cable to his side. They pull the cable tight, secure it to their side. Now we have a cable stretching across the border from east to west. Mm-hmm. Next thing they do, they go back into their little backpack, pull out an item. It's a pulley, a little pulley arrangement with a handle attached to the bottom. The handle is big enough for one guy to grab onto with both hands. So the next thing they do is they put the pulley on top of the cable. They're not going to tightrope their way across. They're going to roll across. So they put the pulley on the cable, and one at a time, grab onto the handle, and they roll across from one side to the other, hanging from underneath the little pulley and the pulley device, and underneath the cable. Over to the other side. First one, then the other guy. When they get over there, they've made it. They cheer like mad. Yee-haw! And sink-a-sucker, hoy, hoy, hoy. And then the celebration begins. Well, they cheered so loud, they woke up all the guards in the guard towers. And then the celebration starts. They're still up on the roof. They haven't gone anywhere. Their friend Heinrich pulls a six-pack of beer out of his little Berliner Kindle, out of his backpack, and they put that away in record time. Mm-hmm. Then he pulls out another one, and they put that away. And they toast each other, and then, after there's no more beer, they go into town and continue the celebration in town. Before long, the newspapers pick up the story, and the next morning it's in the papers. But that's not the end of the story. Where does our theme fit into this? Never say never. Okay, shortly before they made their getaway, they were still over in East Berlin, and they were having a few beers with some of their buddies over there. And after a few beers, one of the fellows in the group, his name was Schultz. He was he always liked to talk about how depressing life was over in East Berlin. Part of his conversation. That was not what they wanted to hear. So somewhere during the course of the conversation, they mentioned that they were going to that they had this plan that they were going to break out, cross over to West Berlin. Their friend Schultz shook his head. He said he was skeptical. He said, "You guys will never make it." But they did make it. We got over to the other side, to the west, and after the party was over, and after they recovered from the hangover, they decided to send their friend Schultz a little card, a little greeting. And so they picked up a postcard from West Berlin, a pretty girl on it, holding a beer, and they wrote their little greeting. "Dear Schultz," short message. Three words. Never say never.